after I built it, but as we speak, they're pouring 2 feet of concrete in those rooms right now, raising it up 2 feet. I should have done it when I added it on to the house. But everything is well, we're fine. The major part of my house, the church, the ministers that are under us here in Louisiana are fine, their homes are fine. And so God protected us. Now, I know what it is, it's a cleansing going on into Louisiana. Louisiana is a prejudiced, racist state, and these people like they don't want to catch on. So it's a cleansing going on. There's more than one side of God. That's a loving God. But there's a wrath side on the side of God when people don't listen to him. So prophetically, I know what's going on. Also, before I start ministering, I'm going to Richmond, Virginia, Thursday and Friday to do a Money Coming conference, but on Sunday I'm doing the Apostolic Supernatural Victory Sunday. I'll be ministering it at the Mount Gideon Book of the Church twice on Sunday to not lay down so much doctrine, but to bring in information, revelation on, and manifestation, demonstration on the supernatural. So I'll be doing that apostolically. I know finally I have to make my round to various churches as the Spirit lead me. That's a graceful thing that the Lord is teaching me now, apostolically, to bring to the church about revelation and let it be known to all of us that this is LTMA is not particularly an organization, it's a living organism. And by saying that, importations and revelation and information and insight, concept, perception, understanding, comprehension, all of those things should be accessed and activated as we relate in this organism for God. In other words, your ministry should take on new ideas, new concepts, new anointing, new abilities, take on more territory. That's my concern. I thank God raised me up in this area from this small place to know through experience that it will work anywhere. So I want to see growth in your ministry, growth in your personal life, in every aspect, ministry, financially, growth-wise, take place in your ministry. Now, the closer you stay, the more you're going to get. And some of these boys and girls are locked in, and you can't shake them, and they're having results. They're having results that is beyond measurement. And so you got to be connected. Now, I was thinking about what the Lord wanted me to do in this impartation. I'm in the middle of the revelation of the I Am, the revelation of Christ, the I Am revelation of Christ. And he told me to minister on the I Am revelations for ministry this morning. The important things to you about five revelations and eight keys in which I use to the membership. But ministry, it'd be a different facet because it'd be sad for the members to know the revelation of the keys and how to use the keys, and then the ministers do not know. And it should come to the ministers first. In dealing with that, the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15:10, actually 9 and 10, Apostle Paul revealed how he wasn't fit to be an apostle. He persecuted the church. But then he goes on the 10th verse and says, I am what I am by the grace of God. And you know the revelation came from in Exodus, I think 3:14, where the Lord said to Moses, tell him, I am that I am, sent you. I am who I am. I am that I am. Then when he told Moses, tell the Pharaoh, I am, sent you. Well, in studying that revelation, I want to impart to you that there's an I am connotation in us as ministers. Christ revealed 7 I Ams in the book of John. They're all significant. the Lord revealed to me that there are various keys that can cause us to grow and take more territory as minister, as an apostolic revelation. And studying that, then don't forget also, you can hear it when I talk to my congregation, but Galatians 2:20 is another powerful verse when you're going to talk about I am. Now, I am actually, what you're saying is that God dwells in me. I'm a part of God, and that God is a part of me. Now, it may not sound important to some people, but we must move our churches beyond information and anointing. They must move into revelation that it can be an inexhaustible. It can constantly be moving in dimensions and realms of God that are not regular, repeated realms. God is so vast, I guess God is best described in 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Talk about he's the victory, he's the majesty, he's the greatest, etc., and everything belongs to him, the king. So we ought to be ever increasing, always increasing. And I think the I am understanding of personification of I am, when you make it personal, it'll take you into a deeper aspect of using those eight keys that I talk about, which I'm going to share with you this morning. But you know, the revelation comes from Matthew 16:13-19. And then there were five revelations Lord pointed out. The first revelation is that Jesus is the Christ, Adon of Christ, the Son of the living God. That revelation is so important, and that revelation will never become elementary. Why now? Why? Because it bespeak the gift of Christ to us. It bespeak manifestation that took place on the cross that set us free to become Christian, and then he called us to the ministry, et cetera, et cetera. The second revelation, you can get more out of that. The second revelation, it also bespeak our sonship, and we are sons and daughters of God. That the people you minister to are sons and daughters of God, or can become sons and daughters of God. The second revelation is the church. I think the inside of the church, Ephesians chapter 1, we talk about the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That we might know what is the hope of our calling, the inheritance of the saints, what the exceeding greater than the power toward us we believe. And it talks about what happened when Jesus rose from the dead and how he put him over all things at the head of the church. So that's a great insight of the revelation of the church there in Ephesians 1:17 to the end of the chapter. And then the third revelation is that right there in Matthew 16, when he said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. The rock is a revelation because it's a stability, it's a foundation, it's a place to stand up on. When you stand up on revelation, you stand up on a rock that cannot be overwhelm, cannot be taken out, no matter the flood, wind blow. You're not talking about a rock that you take in your hand and throw. You're talking about a rock bigger than your home, a rock bigger than your church, the rock of revelation, but it's a rock. And so we have a firm foundation. The fourth revelation was the keys. Now, when I got there, the Holy Spirit apostolic and started revealing to me, because as a Baptist boy and as a pastor, I've studied this scripture many, many times, preached on it many times. But here he showed me these seven keys. Seven times in John's gospel, Jesus mentioned, I am. Now, our I am-ness comes from Christ's I am-ness that comes from God I am-ness. And we've got to teach our people the I am-ness that they carry because they're children of God. Then he talked about the keys. And the fifth revelation was those keys the Lord showed me give us authority over all the gates of hell. In other words, the gates of hell should not prevail against us, should not prevent us, should not stop us. Every time we need to get someone with our congregation, our ministry, one of those keys will take us there. You'll find it out in a few moments. And I thought to impart that to you. God's going to give you more about it. You can listen to that. I preached twice at my church about it. I preached the provision of key on Sunday, and I got to take up after I come back from Dan on that provision of key because I'm not through with it. In John 6:35, Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. And the Lord revealed me that I am is a key. That is the provision key. And in doing that for ministers now, when I was ministering to him this morning, he said the key that provides instruction. So instruction to the body of Christ, the vast provision that God has supernaturally provided for them. So we are capable to this I am key of provision to unlock revelation that will provide our people entrance into provision that are not normally known. I think you should take this real seriously because we've got to get beyond just information, just beyond anointing, and beyond revelation in aspect of showing people how to get to it. And so it's a key that provides provisional instruction. Even some of the ministers who listen to me, you're not provided for adequately because you haven't tapped into the thing as you should. And that's why you're in LTMA. I heard Dan explaining to his congregation, getting them ready. And that's what you got to do. He's getting them ready. He's getting ready for, he told them about my experience. I heard him tell them about Jeff, RV, how God had blessed my ministry. And that I was coming to impart something to them. You got to talk to the people. And I went to one church, looked like my name never was mentioned. They didn't know, people didn't even know who I was. And so they wasn't prepared with expectation. Like Peter and John was going to the temple in the third chapter, like that first apostolic miracle. And I signed in one of the miracles are different. I think miracles lead. The first miracle, apostolic miracle, Peter said, look on us, and him and John. So the man had expectation. And so I have no doubt that when I get to Mount Gilead, I'll be able to flow just like that because he's already prepared him for what the Holy Spirit wants to do. So this provisional key, some of y'all need to use this key personally and ask God to get a better understanding of it and study that sixth chapter of John, Gospel. I preached from it Sunday. I deal with the excuses they made. Philip made excuses. Peter made excuses. I also, the Lord revealed, you can't deal with a supernatural problem in the natural. They were trying to deal with feeding the 5,000 or 20,000 in the natural. And so they kept coming up with excuses. Somebody's not enough. Just a little. And I expanded them. God don't deal with just a little. Sufficiency does not deal with that. And he definitely don't deal with what are there among so many. And I took him into the how extravagant God is in his provision. When you take that last lunch and they come out to be all that they want. They had all that they wanted to eat. They all was full. They had 12 baskets left over and above. Sometimes God put a seed in our hand. We don't know what to do with it. See, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Well, the seed, Jesus recognized it immediately. He had to have something to take before the Father. But the disciples didn't recognize that they're dealing in the natural. So, as ministers, with our source and our supply, we're going to have to turn to God. Now, in order to do that, we're going to have to read the scriptures and do what God tells us to do with what we have. That is so important. And if your people, listen, pastors, if your people don't start seeing manifestation of provision from their tithes and their offering, and we don't reveal some things to them, they're not going to keep doing it. Everybody wants results and rewards. That's the way God built us. And that's why I want to train you on them, talk to you all. Why I am so successful is because I will cut a cord in a minute. I will take a left step in a minute. I will follow God at all costs. And that's what I want to train you. I want to train you so well. If I go off, don't follow me. You'll know how to follow. But stagnation in your ministry. I'm on the first key, the provision key. Stagnation on your provision, I break that power today because I know a lot of you all have traveled more if you had more money. Money is a defense. Right here, that's what I'm doing in this house right now. I mean, my house ministering to you today. And the other poor little guys out there working, I got a bunch of guys working. Money is a defense. They're out there, the money is there to do whatever I need to do to make it happen. So I need for you all to have, I don't want you all to be modest about it. You need to have some money. You need to have some provision. Your people need to see you experiencing it. And they don't need to see you experiencing it, faking it. They need to know you got it going on. I mean, there's no doubt about your leader and some of your leaders, the boys of 12. They're coming up. They're stepping up to the plate. One revealed to me he had a Father's Day. $113,000 came in his Father's Day. Another one revealed to me he had a Father's Day. $237,000 come. They had never seen nothing like this before. But when they connected with me, the provision achievers was opened up to them, and they began to know how to move from just the regular into a deeper dimension of God's provision. Secondly, in John 8:12, he said, I'm the light of the world. Now, for the ministry, I say this is a personal partnership key that we be able to give the people light, enlightenment, understanding, instruction, comprehension, insight, conception, perception, etc. By the key of light, by the enlightenment that God placed on us, because we stand in a special office, we should not be on the same level or even close to those who under us. I know you understand that from Psalm 103, verse 7. God said, he showed his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of God. So I think the light will show us ways. And we start praying over these keys and start asking God to give us a better understanding of the keys. And I think it would be such a blessing to us to be able to walk in that light, in that supernatural light where Jesus said, I am the light. You know, and there's a story behind each one of these, the bread of life. The story behind this light, you read it and you get the concept of it. But we need light. We need enlightenment. We need to see further. It's so important that I share with you. That's one of the things I do. You know, I spend 3 to 4 hours every morning making contact with God. You don't have to spend 3 or 4 hours, but that's just where I build myself up to spend that much time with God. And then the third key is where he said in John 10:7-9, the Lord Jesus proclaimed, I am the door. And this word, I wrote up on this word some years back, but that's the porter key, P-O-R-T-A-L key, opening, access of any blessing you find from Genesis to Revelation. Now, in talking to the members of my church, I also revealed to them that is the access key. When Jesus said, I'm the door, it opened things up for you. And so the reason the Lord kept saying, I am, that I am is such a connection with God. I am mean now. I am mean is. I am mean present moment. I am now. Yes. Something very important. I am mean being. See, so often we are operating from but, becoming, and because. But we have to learn how to operate in now, in the is, in your being. That I am this. I am. From Genesis to Revelation, whatever Jesus said he is, that's what I am. And so this portal, this opening, I can't overemphasize you how many openings I've had, bigger than denomination. Yeah, God gave me an opening there's an opening that he wants to give to all of us as we connect together as one body, as opening. You know, the Lord gives, you need openings for your ministry personally that God gives you. God gives you a door to go through. And, you know, the door sometimes is not all the way open. It's cracked. And the reason I asked my two youngest sons today as we walked this morning, you know, why God sometimes, like he has to do something, I don't really show you the whole thing. Well, he's making sure that you're able to walk by faith. See, so all God got to do for me is crack a door. I know the opening, so I'm going to that door, and I'm going to get through that door unless he stops me. And so I pray God that some more access, some more opening, some more portals become available to you personally and to your ministry. And I'm very serious about that because I've seen a many portals. I've seen a many doors open where there wasn't a door. God made a door for me to go through. The Bible says he opened doors that no man can close, and he closed doors that no man can open. There are some doors you need closed, you know. And what I'm talking about is don't be discouraged when there's a departure from your ministry or people leave. Because I read that book and I think I prayed about it, necessary ending. Sometimes it's time for a person to go because they can't go where you're going. They're going to be a hindrance to you. The fourth key way, you know, all of us know the scripture, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. And that's the key of protection. I think three things are released there. The rod, the staff you find in Psalm 23, and the scepter of righteousness you find in Hebrews 1. So the rod, the staff, and the scepter of righteousness, we must learn how to take heed to ourselves, to all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made an overseer there in Acts 20:28, and protect them from the wolf. So that's important that you know how to use that key of protection. And then I go on and on about the key of protection. So we must learn how to protect the flock. Now, you know, in a flock, you always got a remnant. You got some will be out of there on this, you know, just nonchalant. That's an average church. But don't be concerned about that. Just keep feeding the people and keep protecting them. And number five, Jesus said, now, you know, at Lazarus' grave, he says to the sisters, I am the resurrection and the life. And that key is the key of power. We must have the anointing to give life in the ministry. You know, Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. You go back and read it in Ephesians 1, it tells you about it in Ephesians 3, another prayer, that I would be strengthened by his might in my inner man. I can't tell you this too much. Everything happened from within. These keys work from within, out of your spirit man, and they create harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. Harmonious condition, agreeable surrounding, and the best of everything. Now, I could not tell you this if I wasn't living it. Do I have challenges? Absolutely. A lot of times, you know, the question is, why do the righteous suffer? A lot of times something going on in your area, you'll get a taste of it. But the righteous suffer, but the righteous should not struggle if they understand that God got their back no matter what's going on. So sometimes the righteous go through some things, but it don't mean the righteous has to have the same results that other people who are not connected with God in outcome. So this power is so important. And I think the resurrection peaks the power, is the peak of power. The resurrection, that's why Paul said, I might know him and the power of his resurrection, because your calling, your inheritance, and exceeding greatness is all in that power of the resurrection. That's a key that can unlock power and that you can be powerful in what you're doing. And then the next key is, you know, Jesus is a threefold key. And I like what the Lord told me about ministry with this key when Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, truth, and the light. Now, all of this came from Matthew 16, where he said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. The Holy Spirit, to me, called him I Am key. Okay? He says, I am the way, truth, and life. You see, that's three things he's talking about. But basically, they're talking about the same thing. So these are pattern and path keys. Pattern and path keys, where it gives you ways to go that is failure-proof. Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. And you know, along with that life comes light also. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so that's a pattern key that Jesus set forth in his ministry. If we watch his ministry and follow his ministry, we'll have the same results. And because we are sons of God, just like he's son of God. And now he's revealed to us that we can walk in according to Galatians 2:20 and 1 Corinthians 15:10, that there's an I Am factor functioning in our lives, not as just a member of the body of Christ, but as leaders. And then you know this one well, the seventh key is in John 15:1, where Jesus said, I'm the true vine. And this is the key of connection for progression. It's a privilege key. As the Lord pointed out to me, it's a privilege key that that we can bear fruit, some fruit, much fruit, more fruit. But it's a privilege connection key for progress. And that's one of the things I want in your lives. Some of y'all are evangelists. Some of y'all are traveling ministers. Just prepare yourself. See, most school of ministry train people to go looking for ministry, go and write letters to people about preaching for them, and sort of travel over the United States, but it's a gazing factor. In other words, getting up under somebody trying to make it happen. I never did do that. I always told my son in the gospel, I never did do that. God always opened a door for me because I had something God wanted to get out. So the more time I spend with God, God opened more doors for me. Now, as an apostle, I don't ask to come. I told Dan I was coming. That's what I'm going to tell some of y'all. I'm coming. I'm just coming. Apostles don't ask, can I come preach for you? He's coming to put a blanket on your ministry, take your ministry to another level. I have no doubt. When I leave Mount Gilead, she'll be going to another level. That's apostolic. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's going to be. And be listed in my sons and daughters all the time. Okay? When people see you connected properly, they connect with you properly. And that's what happens to these boys and girls who are connected properly. There are people see, and that people do the same thing. No way. Neither one of those boys, and there's probably more I don't know about, would be, well, I know a bunch of them, the financial position they ain't not, they've never been there without the connection, without the things they're learning from our connection, without the sewing they do, they're getting in better position. It should happen to every member of LTMA. Should be happening to your life. But you can't sit on the sideline and think this is a regular organization, is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want that, and I don't have no need for nothing. But you need to move and get in the flow. And when you get in the flow, it's going to start flowing back to you. Now, you kind of might be concerned about where did he get the A key from? But I know it's 7 I Am in John. But in Revelation 1:8, it's the A key. And I think it served well. Remember in Hebrews 12:2, it said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. It talks about that over in Hebrews 12:2. Here in Revelation 1:8, Jesus, John, on the Isle of Patmos, when Jesus appeared to him, he told John, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And the Lord revealed to me to tell you, this is your possibilities key. It's your possibilities key. What do you mean by that? This key is from the beginning of the transaction to the end of a transaction. In other words, it unlocked the front and locked the end. Power, because sometimes we're going through challenges, sometimes we're going through different levels in our ministry, but we know we have this possibility key, which is Jesus being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. No matter what we're going through as we head to our destiny from a beginning of instruction that God has given us, we know that we have the authority over it, and everything that needs to be done is possible because we got this possibility key. Now, that just get the just a rough sketch of some of the things that the Lord wanted to share with you and impart to you this week, the five revelations and the seven keys. In my 43 years of ministry, I never heard of the I Am key. Now, maybe you've heard it. Maybe you preach it. Or maybe you've heard somebody else preach it. In my own, I never heard it. I believe it's apostolic. I believe if you look at them closely, go over them, God will give you much, much more. That's the way it should be. He's going to add on to it. But my job is to impart to you, get you going in the right direction, and let you know the production of it that it's producing. And I undoubtedly had used them before and never had placed them in the connotation of what you're placing to you today. You know, what we got next? We got Prosperity Revival in November, and we got various meetings. I have more before me. I know I'm going to Dan, I'm going next. Baltimore tomorrow, right? And we got these two meetings right before us. And so we set to go. Now, you other boys, I don't know when I'm coming to your church on a Sunday. I'll call you and let you know. Just be nervous about it. And what I told Dan, and what I told Eva to tell Dan, see, I'm not receiving the offering. He's going to receive his tithes and offering as usual. I'm coming there as his father. I'm coming there as an apostle. I'm coming there to lay doctrine and manifestation in his church to increase from an apostolic point of view. That's why you can't have a broke apostle. He'll always be looking for money and trying to beg on something. I don't do that. I do what the Father tells me to do. I'm going to fly in there and do ministry and do what I'm supposed to do and let the Lord manifest what he wants to manifest. I'm excited about the meeting. The Lord showed me some things. I think there's going to be a lot of manifestation and demonstration. I know one illustration he gave me. I'm not going to give it to you, right? I know one illustration he gave me that people are going to get healed on that illustration. I saw it in the spirit. And, you know, for a long time, we have suffered along the line of understanding the heaven, the earth connection when it talked about the apostle and the prophet. The Lord said some strong things about the apostle and the prophet. I used to look at it and keep on going. But now, since I'm an apostle, since I'm getting into that era, I know how important it is to the fivefold ministry gift as well as to the church. What a connection, what a progression can be made. And I'm seeing it out of my very eyes, the eyes of my heart. And I'm seeing it out of my physical eyes, what is transpiring in the LTMA. And with us as a family. Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Spend the right amount of time in prayer. Seeking the Lord. Seeking his strength. And seeking his face. Is so important now. When you do that, as you do that, you'll find yourself getting stronger and stronger, wiser and wiser. Well, that's about 34 minutes, 58 seconds I've ministered to you. Is there any question that, I know sometimes we have private questions, but is there any questions that need to be asked? I'll entertain those questions right now. All right, look like we're good. That's a sign of success. Like, we're good. And I think the 12 is doing a good job. I'll be announcing the man who you want to take skeleton plays. I already know who he is. I had a vision about the man. I know who he is already. Now give it to y'all, and the Lord let me give it who he is. Skeleton wife is doing a tremendous job. She took over, and she's ministering the word. And I talked with her 3 or 4 days ago. She told me, "Dad, all is well. I'm doing what you told me to do, and it's working out fine." I got a set of time, and me and some of the 12, wherever we're going to go, we're going to go in there and go install her as the pastor. I got to try to do that real soon, but everybody will be aware of it when I do it. Well, God bless you. Let me pray with you right now. Father, we thank you for how far we have come. Thank you for what you have revealed to us, what you have done for us. We thank you for the Lord Jesus laying a pattern for ministry for us of success and how to switch rims when we need to switch rims. We thank you so much for the insight, for the impartation, for the inspiration and illumination that you've given to my sons and daughters on this line and their ministries, that their ministry will be protected and provided for, and they'll have personal pathway and patterns they can take to increase their ministry. I ask you to align us with love for one another, for you first, and get us keeping alignment with love for one another, respect and honor for one another, and decently, holy, sanctification, and righteousness be on top of our list. We thank you that you expose, reveal, remove, replace anything that's not right and anyone that's not right. When men and women try to get into LTMA, may the leaders and the committees have the discernment to rightly choose whom you selected to put with us, that we never have division and somebody to cause strife among us. I thank you for the years that we've been together. We've seen some things, but you really have blessed us because we have been almost free of strife, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it, and we call every person on the side of our voice blessed. I bless their personal lives and their ministries. And God, we thank you for this first apostolic meeting we're doing this week in the aspect of going to a church to lay down some ground rules and to impart an apostolic Sunday on this church. It's the first one. We thank you that the power and the presentation and the purpose will be fulfilled in that house. We thank you and we praise you for it. Thank you for this time of impartation. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
All right, thank you, sir. A couple more talking points just for the LTMA body before we get off the call. It's a reminder that all attendees are expected to attend the Supernatural Money Coming to You conferences either live in person or via Internet. If you are not attending, each member must provide written or verbal notice to their NBB as to why they're not attending prior to the meeting, so make sure you handle that. Secondly, just a reminder that all LTMA members are expected to attend all first-tier meetings live in person. Yes, sir.
Andrea, and yes, I want them, those who can't come to every meeting, they need to sow a seed so they can see their seed.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what's going to get them to be able to travel like these other people are traveling. And, you know, I don't bite no tongue about this because I don't have to, because money is not the issue with me. It's the principle of the issue. I think every LTMA member, you should not get on that line and listen and not show seed. Some of y'all pastors, some of y'all are able to sow seed. You need to do that as I travel, that seed will travel with me and come back to you. So make sure we can all take your time and do what's right and sow your seed. Now, some of y'all might be think you're too busy to come to these meetings or too big to come to these meetings. You have to drop that rock. You have to understand that the apostle always got something to impart to you in a meeting. And the more you go, the stronger you're going to get. All right. Hello.
Amen. Amen. So we received that, sir. Everyone make notes of that and make sure to follow up properly with proper response. Secondly, we have our first tier meeting this November. It's Prosperity Revival, November 7th through the 11th. I make a special note that everyone is encouraged to book the lodging and rental vehicles now if you haven't done so due to the recent flooding in the area. It's better if you try to book now and so you can have everything squared away. Thirdly, just a reminder, the upcoming Supernatural Money Coming to You conferences, September 8th through the 9th, which is this week, in Richmond, Virginia, with Bishop Daniel Robinson, Jr., Thursday night at 7 p.m., Friday morning at 10:30 a.m., and 7 p.m. Friday night. All those are Eastern Standard Time. And then also September 22nd through the 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, with Pastor Timothy Moore, the same times, Thursday night at 7 p.m., Friday morning at 10:30 a.m., and Friday night at 7 p.m., all Eastern Standard Times. Also a reminder about Matriarch Night for our First Lady in the Prosperity Revival. Be praying and getting wisdom from the Lord on your goals and pledges. We as the MVBs will be getting with you all, and then we'll be coming up with our numbers to make sure that our Matriarch's night is off the chain. And mark your calendars. The next visionary impartation will be October 4th, 2016. Please put this on your calendars. We as MVBs will be reminding you, but you are responsible for your own lives, so make sure that you put that on your calendar to remember. That is all we have. You all have a fresh day, and God bless you.